Walled enclosure, Cieza de León Park. In medieval times, the town of Llerena was surrounded by a walled fence, testimony to the importance that the medieval city had in its environment. The origin of the walled enclosure is uncertain. It is possible that Mr. Lorenzo Suarez de Figueroa, Master of the Order of Santiago, ordered its construction between 1387 and 1404, although there are also indications that it could be from the beginning of the 14th century. The successive mastery of the Santiago Order promoted improvements in this wall. Most of the walled fence was rebuilt by the master Don Fadric in the mid-14th century, from whose time many wall paintings date. The construction is made of mortar, masonry and brick, partially used in arches, battlements, roofs and corners, all of which are materials commonly used by the Arabs in this type of building. The canvases are crowned with battlements without finials or finished in pyramidal shapes and reinforced with towers, in most cases rectangular in plan. Some sections built with mud have also been preserved. The communication of the urban area with the outside was carried out through four main doors that were oriented according to the cardinal points: to the north that of Villajacia, to the south that of Reina, to the east that of Valencia and to the west that of Montemolin. Currently the village arch, Yar Gate and the Montemolin Gate have been restored, on which an original pavilion rises that houses a niche decorated by fresco paintings on the theme of the Immaculate Conception and the Dove of the Holy Spirit, paintings that should be put into relationship with the vow or oath of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception for entry into the city, as happened in other towns in southern Spain. There were also a good number of minor gates or portholes that served to access the city and intermediate areas between the gates. The one that is located in this place, called Portillo del Sol, is perfectly preserved. The walled fence completely closed off the city and performed a defensive mission. The gates had a fiscal function, being levied taxes for almost all the merchandise that entered the city for its later sale. Also, in case of epidemics, the function of this wall was that of isolation. The entire fence was maintained in its entirety until the middle of the 19th century. It is precisely around this access, where we can see one of the largest fragments of the walled canvas that has survived to this day. In front of it, a landscaped space has been arranged that is known as the Cieza de León Square or Park in honor of Pedro Cieza de León, one of Llerena's most renowned illustrious characters, and considered one of the main chroniclers of the Indies. With only 15 years, he left for America, a continent where he participated in various expeditions. Although he emigrated as a soldier, his natural curiosity and humanistic concerns prompted him to dedicate a good part of his free time to writing his chronicles. He was called the Prince of the Chroniclers of the Indies, and he is the author of the Chronicles of Peru, a set of fundamental and essential books for the knowledge of pre-Columbian America. In his memory, in this place, a monument has been erected made up of a sculpture in which the character is represented, lying on a bed of rocks in the act of writing. Perhaps late at night, as he himself tells us in his chronicles, when others rested, I got tired writing.